This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Coming up in about 15 minutes at 7:20, it is They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend. And we will certainly talk about what Alex Bregman said about the kind of teammate that Rafael Devers was, and what the former mayor of the city of Boston, the former labor secretary of the United States of America, Marty Walsh, said about whether or not there is an advantage for the dynasty forward Florida Panthers when it comes to the tax situation in Florida. All of that coming up. And a reminder, they have plenty of time to leave a Hill Note on any topic, and we will play those back at about 9:20 this morning. But we have some leads left to get to today, including one from Courtney. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. Brad Marchand is set for free agency on Tuesday, tomorrow, unless the Panthers sign him. The Athletic has an article out now saying that the Boston Bruins are very interested in re-signing Brad Marchand if the Panthers don't do so. Mm-hmm. They are interested, as are the Toronto Maple Leafs. Please, Bruins, re-sign Brad Marchand. Bring him home. Let him retire here. He got his Stanley Cup elsewhere. Bring him back. I want him back in this. I want him back in this dressing room. I want him in the new Bees sweater.
The loyalty to winning an argument, I actually respect, Courtney.
I want him back. Bring the boy home. His family loves it in Boston. It seems like they've had a great little stint in Florida, but like, they belong here.
It seems like they love it in Florida. Right. I would argue. It seems like he has a chance to win another one.
Right.
Is an odds-on favorite if he stays there. And it seems like, you hear their GM, he was talking about it this weekend. He's hoping that they can find a way to get it done and come to terms on a deal that makes both of them happy. So I don't. Do you think he wants to come back?
I think he would.
You don't think he was? I think he was bothered. He didn't say it publicly, but I think he was bothered by the Bruins. Not just writing him a check.
He felt like they did him dirty, right? I mean, do you think they're going to give him the money he wants?
That is the interesting point. But can Florida afford to him at the price that he wants?
If he loved it here, he'd take less.
Right.
Right, but he would have took less to stay here.
Right. It would be so dumb. I understand Courtney's point, and all of it makes sense. It's just, for me, the Bruins are not winning this year.
Right.
Spending this money at the top of the market on a guy that you just traded who won a cup with Florida doesn't really make me feel like you're building for something. It feels like you're trying to hold on to something.
And from his perspective, why come back for what this season is going to be when you can, I mean...
Do you want to retire a Panther?
What's the difference? Winning a couple cups? Or do you want to retire? Do you want your last 3 years to be with the Bruins where you stink and maybe don't make
the... Maybe he doesn't want 3 more years. Maybe he comes back here for just one and, you know, gets to relax, call it a day, and retire.
So what was the whole, like, four...
Semantics.
I will say this, Greg. Once you get used to happy hour, it's hard to go to a place without it.
Yeah. And when he looks at those checks that he gets down in Florida and he compares them to what he got up here, he's probably like...
I don't know if that's a factor or not. We'll hear what Marty Walsh says, guy who knows taxes like nobody knows taxes. So, all right, Courtney, thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning.
For those just tuning in, we found out, and I don't know, Wiggy is very, he seems like he's very afraid of Mrs. Wiggins on this topic, but your daughter had a little wedding ceremony on Friday, and that's why you had to flex the road.
Yeah, they made it official. So,
and you were afraid to tell us about it in advance, give us any notice. You didn't want the smoke.
No, I didn't.
That's what it was.
That's one smoke I don't want.
And apparently, like, based on what you've said in the past on this show, I should come down hard on you about this because you call me a softy.
Yeah, feel free to.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, really, though, what can you do in today's climate of I'm a millennial?
I mean, I guess I could suspend you or
something.
Well,
I'll go to the boss and be like, that's unfair that I get suspended for flex days when everybody else takes a bunch of them.
I could give you the worst hotel room that we have in New Hampshire on Wednesday night. Well, I mean, I don't.
Could
I,
do that.
I mean, I know you like a good 4-star hotel. Right. You like the accommodation.
Right.
I just would have sent a gift if I had known.
But then I could go, I could do like the millennials and go to the boss and say, I can't work under these conditions. Mentally, I feel like my anxiety's kicking up.
When have the millennials on this show ever gone to the boss?
No, I'm just saying the millennials in general. Like, if he suspends me for something, I could go right upstairs.
Yeah. And I'm right here.
Well, your lead this morning?
All right, so my lead is this. LeBron James and Courtney Utah, I think that was during the
trending. Yep.
You talked about LeBron opting in to pick up his contract. Well, I will say this, a little bit of advice for LeBron James. If you want to try to get into the conversation, I know there's a back and forth about GOAT status between you and Jordan. You better leave L.A. and do everything in your power to get traded from there to have a legitimate chance of winning another championship. And you're probably the best place to do that. If I was LeBron James' agent, I would say, see if we can pick up the phone and call Golden State and what it would take for Golden State and the Lakers to make a trade and maybe play with a guy like Steph Curry for your last year or two. Because I think, my opinion, you're going to have to play with somebody if you want to leave this game as a champion, and you only have maybe a couple years left, and he's still one of the best basketball players in the league. He averaged 24 last year, you know, points, almost 9 rebounds, almost 9 assists, 8 rebounds. So if you're LeBron James, you need to do what you got to do to get to a destination that can give you the best chance of winning a championship.
And since he runs the whole show, he would basically be trading himself.
Yeah, and he would take Bronny with him.
He could approve any deal that he wants.
Yes.
And he and Bronny would go and play with Steph Curry or go where they have a chance of winning it all.
And I think it's a good idea for him to do that. I know there's been whispers about, you know, potentially him being traded or him wanting out. I think it's,
what about Jaylen Brown for LeBron James?
No, because he's not going to be able to do anything next year here. Jason Tatum's out. He wants to go someplace where you could drop him in.
Okay, and that win right away.
Do you see Jason Tatum already working out?
Mm-hmm.
He looked pretty strong.
Yeah, he's got his
foot
in the
boot. He's got that boot on.
Yep.
But.
All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
I get somewhat triggered when harmless traditions are canceled because one Karen or one Ken complains about it. So I am bothered by what is going on in a very prideful Italian neighborhood over in Newton, which is known as Nonantum. Do you know about Nonantum? Does everybody know about Nonantum?
Yes.
The lake?
Mush? They have their own language over there.
Nonantum, it's called?
Yeah, they have the lake language, and they have been an Italian neighborhood for decades. And every year, about this time, in advance of the annual Italian-American Festival, they paint the road up. And where you normally have yellow lines, they paint the streets with the green, white, and red center lines. Mm-hmm. It's Adams Street where they do it. And I am over there frequently, and I get a real kick out of, I really enjoy seeing their Italian heritage on the street.
Mm-hmm.
They've done it forever, until now, apparently. So they just up and, one night last week, they up and removed the red, white, and green of Italia and went back to the yellow. And the residents there are upset, and I would agree with them. This is one resident and their reaction on WHDH-TV.
80-plus years of tradition, wiped out under the cover of darkness. This is our heritage. This is our religion. This is our culture.
Yes.
It's been wiped out. As a matter of fact, I was part of the original crew in 1985 that laid these first lines. I think we should have at least been told.
Mm.
Mm.
1985, big year for Italians in the area.
Yeah.
Hardo Tom wins the greasy pole.
Yeah.
But why did they do that? What's the
great
reason?
Great question, because somebody complained about it. I guarantee you, maybe, Curtis, can we endeavor to get the mayor of Newton on the show this morning? Or I don't.
Oh, that lady.
I don't.
Because, what's the complaint?
It's been fine since 1985.
Right.
But it's not hurting anybody.
It's painted lines on a freaking street in Newton.
That they go back and they paint back to the normal color after.
Yes.
What's the complaint from the people who are complaining?
It's probably not people. It's probably one
who
is probably like, why are you choosing Italian heritage over any other heritage? Mm.
That's probably
who
it
gives
right there.
A rat's A on any of this stuff? Like, let people have some fun.
Mm.
The country was built on all kinds of different heritages, the melting pot. People came from wherever they came from, and then when they got here, they celebrated their traditions from the home country.
Right.
And other people got into their traditions and celebrated them with them. Enough.
Yeah. And uninformed enough. Twitch chat as well saying if they were other things, they would be a problem. Well, there are other flags that they present on the streets of Newton all the time that there are no issue with. And it's great. Everybody should have a time. I think June being Pride Month is phenomenal. Why we should obviously honor and support the people that live in our cities, but to just do this willy-nilly, it feels personal.
Yeah, it's stupid. But I mean, you're probably right, Greg. You're like, why should they get their flag down on the ground when this other, heritage doesn't get their flag on the ground?
But then try to figure out a time for your heritage to be honored in that neighborhood instead of taking away something that's been going on for so long. I just don't get it. It's not the Confederate flag we're talking about. We're talking about Italian culture.
That's why there's one parade that they no longer have. I can't say it because people get. But it's.
Did you forget the name?
No, Christopher Columbo.
Okay.
Can't have his.
You
can't
about his last name, right?
Yeah.
Are you joking about his last name?
No.
Oh, what's his last name?
Christopher Columbo. Go look at it. That's his last name.
Oh, that's his real name.
Yeah, that's his real name.
Okay. What was the Columbus? Was that the American version?
That's how they Americanized him.
Wow, you're right.
Oh, really?
And it's actually Cristoforo Columbo. Yeah.
Come on.
Well,
come on.
One for two.
He's Boston.
But I would say this.
I had to say the first name that people would then know.
Right. Yes. I call him Topher. The thing that makes no sense about Columbus is that Columbus Ave is one of the main streets in Boston. We all know who it's named for.
Right.
So why do we close the park but keep the street?
Oh.
Does that make sense to anybody? Like, in Ohio, they've stopped celebrating Columbus Day, but this capital city is Columbus.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a cool thing. Like, you drive over there, and you look at it, and you go, wow, that's really cool.
Very cool.
Why are they doing it? You ask somebody, and they go, it's because it's their Italian heritage, and they're proud of where they live. And then somebody complains, and they're like, you're right, let's shut it down.
Right. Amen.
How dare they like their heritage and where they live?
I hate meatballs.
We need everybody to be a robot. Get out of here. So sick of it. All right. Well, anyway, that's what's going on in Nonantum Mush down by the lake. Here is Courtney and what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Sox dropped their last one to the Blue Jays, losing that series 2-1. Final score yesterday at Fenway 5-3. Walker Buehler went four innings, giving up four runs on four hits while striking out three. The Sox now have the Reds in town tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Garrett Crochet getting the start. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh.
Point!
Kick things off with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Big news for the Fenway Park workers and MGM Fenway workers over the weekend as they signed up for strike benefits and picket duties as they prepare for a strike that could come at, quote, any time. The Bruins had a weekend. Morgan Geeky inked a six-year, $33 million contract with the Bees yesterday, just 2 days before he was set to enter free agency. The team also drafted James Hagan from Boston College with the number 7 overall pick. And over to the NBA, LeBron James has opted in for his $52.6 million player option with the Lakers. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families here in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner, upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. That is what's trending. They said it. Coming up next.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Short week because of the holiday, so just 3 days in the studio, and then we are off to New Hampshire and the last and final road show of the fourth road show season, and that is happening on Thursday morning up at Lake Winnipesaukee, the Dive, and so cannot wait to see you all there and to see you the night before at the Nazwa for pregame right there on the lake. You can go by boat. Mm. You can go by automobile. You could go by horse if you want to. But we cannot wait to see you up there. Wiggy, I think your first trip ever to Winnipesaukee. Am I right about that?
I think so. I went to a lake in New Hampshire, but I'm not sure if it was Winnipesaukee.
You would know. Winnipesaukee is like ocean-like, because it's such a big lake that it has the waves, and you're out, when you're out in the middle of it, it's like you're out in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, so, no, this place didn't have waves.
So we cannot wait to get up there and wrap up the roadshow season with you on Thursday morning. And we have a special limited edition Lake Winnipesaukee Dive merch item for 1 week only. So to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. So cannot wait to see you up there this week for the final road show presented by Miller Lite. It is Miller time, New England. This is Sean from Maine. Hey, Sean.
It's John.
Oh, John. Hey, John. Good morning.
John. Yeah, how you doing, Greg?
What's up?
First time caller. I love your show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to make a comment regarding the topic of the painted lines in the Italian heritage.
Yes.
I agree with you. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to listen to the rest of your comment because I was trying to find the phone number to call you.
Yeah.
However, I would say that whoever approved the removal of the painting of those lines wouldn't have the stones if it were the gay pride colors.
I don't know because I have no idea because I don't think they tried it. Mm-hmm. We spend a lot of time worrying about things that don't matter and not enough time worrying about the things that do matter in this country. Right. So since 1985, though, on that street, Adams Street in Newton, the lines have been white and red and green to celebrate the Italian heritage. And to do it in the dark of night and remove it,
mm-hmm.
most likely because somebody complained, is offensive to me. I'm bothered by it.
Right, so. And it definitely was like whoever the city official was that said, all right, we have to remove it because...
Yeah, because somebody's complaining. Right. One or two people are complaining. So it's just really, really bothersome to me.
A quick trigger there with Sean, or John. I thought you...
Oh, what happened?
You were too quick with the trigger with John on the call there.
He's being sarcastic.
Let's see here. You can watch this show on Twitch or on YouTube. Hello and good morning if you are. This show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. If you're in the market for a diamond and you haven't gone to see the team at Springer's, then you should. Because you'll be doing your wallet a favor, and they don't just sell you diamonds. They teach you how to buy them at Springer's. So go see them in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Shime, let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They...
Don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. on the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
In the Twitch chat this morning, there's always a lively, ongoing debate. Sounds of Muzak says, Greg was not bothered by a military parade, but bothered by some Italian colors outrage.
Ooh.
Yes, I was not bothered. This country is celebrating its birthday, and they had been planning a military parade for years. I was not bothered by that. I thought it was kind of cool.
I'll have awful analogies for 1,000.
Wait, I don't get that though. Like, so you weren't
bothered by parades? I love balloons.
Right.
You weren't bothered by that, and you're not bothered by this. That seems like you're kind of keeping it.
I was happy to see our great servicemen and women celebrated in this country. So I don't know why you sounds of Muzak, why you would be bothered by that. Yeah. But I was not.
I went to my first. St. Patty's Day parade. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
the next one to go? Jeez.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I don't, yeah.
Am I going to lose out on Oktoberfest and walking around in my Lederhosen, eating a pretzel, drinking some beer?
Please don't. When it comes to the Lederhosen, I hope you might avoid that. If
Danke.
You could. All right. Where are we going? Oh, they said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who built this city where we are right now. So whether they drive or whether they construct or whether they care for others, please nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. Where do you want to start this morning, Sean?
Well, Greg, let's begin with those Boston Red Sox. When Rafael Devers was traded, there was a lot of mudslinging and trying to defame Rafael Devers on his way out. Well, one of his former teammates isn't going to partake in that. Instead, Alex Bregman talked positively about Rafael Devers and the kind of teammate he was. Here was Alex Bregman on the field before yesterday's game.
Yeah, you know, I really enjoyed every second of playing with him and being his teammate. I think he's one of the smarter baseball players I've played with. He's really good. Just the little things and his approach and game plan. And, yeah, obviously, was shocked, but it's well above my pay grade.
Okay, well, that's one guy who definitely appreciated Rafael Devers and what he brought, I guess, to this baseball team.
I think, like what Courtney said, I think they like the guy, you know, but it doesn't seem like they're too hurt that he's gone, right? For whatever reason, I think they like them, but there's not a lot of like...
Just in the win column.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying, but this team stinks even with Devers. You know, they stunk with him.
They swept the Yankees. And
that's one series, Curtis.
They're playing much better than they are now.
No, I agree, but prior to them sweeping the Yankees, they weren't doing very well.
I think a lot of MLB players, and this isn't a diss, this is just what I've observed, are very confident as they should be and can sometimes be cocky. And a lot of them probably look at this as, at least when he first got traded, okay, he's gone, but we've got, I'm really good. Why aren't you talking about me or the rest of the team? Like, I think that's the approach that they have where it is such a big team. It's like, okay, Rafi's gone, moving on. We're all still really good. We're MLB. Be players. We make millions of dollars. Like, look at us.
But do you think they are like Curtis and that they look at their performance since the trade and they are pissed about it?
Pissed about the trade?
Yeah.
No, I don't think they're pissed about the trade.
Well, Trevor Story had some interesting comments over the weekend as well, talking about how he was frustrated by how the media was portraying Devers and the teammates. I also think that the reason the players, by and large, weren't outwardly mad, it's a young team where a bunch of the young guys were going to get more playing time as a result of that trade.
But that's what I mean, where it's like a lot of me, 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 and they're not worried about him.
Right, but it's not even, it's like, it'd be, right, they're going to have more of an opportunity, so while the team may be worse, they're confident that they can be better, as you alluded to.
So, all right, what's next, Shy?
Well, Greg, a discussion we've had on the show many, many times is, do states with no taxes, no state taxes or income tax, have an advantage over states like Massachusetts who have a millionaire's tax? Well, Marty Walsh was asked about this in terms of the NHL. Here was his response.
First and foremost, there's nothing we can do about it. I mean, it's just it's come up so many different times in different states. In most states, most cities don't have jurisdiction to raise taxes. Some states do. New York does, and I believe Chicago does. It's a state issue. It's a state law. Same in Canada. So there's not much we can do about it. So all the conversation that I hear about the taxes, and Ron will jump into this because I know he wants to in a minute. It doesn't. I mean, the fact that we have Florida won the Stanley Cup 2 years in a row, can you put it on the state tax? I don't think that's the reason why they won the Stanley Cup. I think the reason why they won the Stanley Cup is because they put the best group of players together. There are other teams out there that have great players as well. Free agency is coming up. I don't think there's any players out there saying, well, I don't want to sign with X team because the rate is 10%. So I don't think it has that big of an impact. I think that's more of a story that's being spun by the press and people that want to spin it up. But I honestly don't think the tax issue is dictating where players go for what team.
Well, so there's a shocker, Curtis. A career politician doesn't right. think that people are affected by the taxes. That's the story there.
Let me just say
that
this.
That is a shocker.
I miss Marty Walsh. We all do, I think. But God, is he awful on his feet. He just he sounds like he has no clue what he's talking about.
Yeah.
He just keeps repeating himself.
I mean, you look at what are the Bennett signed his deal, right?
Was yeah, 8 years for $80
million. $80 million. What do you guess he would have paid in taxes elsewhere?
It's half the games that you're home.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what's
Massachusetts, 5%?
Yeah, it's actually over 5%, even though the people voted that it should not be allowed to be higher than 5% 10 years ago, and the legislature just ignored that vote. They do everything else when the people vote.
I tend to agree with you in this stuff, Greg. I think the Florida Panthers are a tough example just because I think they acquired a lot of their players via trade, and so it wasn't necessarily free agency that they acquired a lot of their talent. So it's hard to use them as the example. But I think overall, over the course of all sports, especially it feels like in basketball more so than in other sports, like because the numbers are so big, the money numbers are so big, that no taxes does in fact play a role.
It's common sense. Like right. if you're looking at two options or three options and one of them you don't have to pay any income tax, you're going to look favorably on that option
all day long, you know. Yeah. Especially when it gets close, like you said, when you get close to that money situation and you go, wasn't it Calvin Ridley, right, who chose Tennessee, which is a state with no income tax, was like,
and no sports betting, thankfully.
It was like, you know, when it came down to it, the money that I could save playing in Tennessee versus playing here is just it is a good portion of money.
Yeah. All right. What's
we have more bike lanes than Copenhagen now. I mean,
what does that have to do with anything?
Figured I'd bring that one back real quick, but
I miss those days. By the way. We had a lot of great arguments, Marty Walsh and I, during the pandemic.
Sure did.
You know what? I give him credit for coming on all the time and having the argument over and over and over.
Seems like a really nice guy, too.
Who was more wrong, Ken or Marty Walsh?
Debatable.
Right.
All right, what's next?
Well, sticking in hockey, the Bruins selected James Higgins with the 7th overall pick in this year's NHL draft. And James Higgins was introduced. That pick was introduced by none other than Adam Sandler as Happy Gilmore himself. Higgins was asked about what it was like to hear Happy Gilmore announce his name.
It was the coolest, one of the coolest moments I've ever had. I loved Happy Gilmore. It was my favorite movie. So seeing him up on the screen, and then, you know, you're sitting there and you're hoping he says your name, and he says Boston College, and, you know, it's something that, you know, doesn't feel real. He's a funny guy, so hopefully I can meet him in person one day.
So credit to Don Sweeney on this pick and this draft, right? I mean, has taken a lot of abuse on this show and elsewhere when it comes to drafting, but it seems like they stole one.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. I think the Higgins kid is really, really talented, and the fact that he fell all the way to 7 and the Bruins just stuck there and took him, I think was the right decision.
He fell most likely because of this freshman season at BC, right?
Yeah, he had a slight down year compared to what he had done with the U18 team and the U.S. development team, but I mean, a slight down year is still a point per game center. So, like, this kid is really, really talented.
I'm like Curtis that by the time this kid even gets on the roster, Sweeney will probably be gone. You know, I mean, Milbury talks about it all the time. You know, a lot of these guys, it takes them 3 years, you know, to get to the NHL. And so it's like, what are you doing with this team right now?
Wiggy, I wouldn't be shocked if you see James Higgins at the end of this year.
Right.
Like when the BC season is over, if he chooses to go back to BC for another year, which I think is the right call, he plays at BC, and similar to when McAvoy finished at BU,
right,
he came to the NHL, the Bruins team. I think you might see Higgins at the end of the year, especially if the Bruins are out of the playoffs.
All right.
Rivers are in the Twitch chat. He's 5'10", 170. Unless he fills out, he'll get killed. He'll get killed. No, he's up to 190. Put some weight on, like Shyman myself. All right, what's next?
Wiggy had a great lead this morning talking about LeBron James. Bill Simmons is now throwing around fake LeBron trades because with LeBron opting in, there's the chance LeBron doesn't actually finish his career with the Los Angeles Lakers. Here was the idea Bill Simmons had.
Can I walk you through a fake trade I made? LeBron and his son go to Cleveland. Utah gets Darius Garland and Rui Hachimura. The Lakers get Kessler, Lonzo Ball, Jordan Clarkson, and John Collins. Utah has to throw a pick or two, has to sprinkle some picks around because ultimately they're getting Darius Garland. I just am on the record. I don't think Cleveland should trade Darius Garland, but I'm just saying, like, I wonder if those types of deals are being talked about. The whole reason I'm talking about this is I think this is going to be really hard now that he's opted in. For any other outcome, then he's just on the team doing the, I don't know, we'll see what they do. I'm monitoring it. It's like, okay, glad you're monitoring it. Like, we're not going to be able to get a center. Like, do you want us to trade 2 unprotected first rounders for Kessler? The Lakers have Luka Doncic now. Why are they doing that? Like, they're in Luka mode now for the next 10 years. How do we build around Luka? So it's really awkward. I'm surprised it's not a bigger story. I think this is pretty strange.
See, I agree with Simmons. They are in Luka mode, right? It is really about building around Luka from here on out. Because if LeBron's got 1, maybe 2 more years left in him, depending on how long he wants to play, shouldn't you be going, okay, let's see what we can get for LeBron James and send him someplace, or, you know, with him, send him someplace where he has a legitimate chance of winning a championship?
Well, that's what he wants.
Yeah.
But when you look at other teams, I don't know how I still can't figure the apron out, but are you willing to pick up the $52 million on that for 1 year of LeBron James?
Well, if you know that you're a team that is right there when it comes to it. If you're like Golden, if you're Golden State.
It's a lot of money.
If you're Golden State and you could say, all right, we'll flip LeBron to Golden State for Jimmy Butler, which the money's kind of the same, and we'll throw Bronny in there just for ish and giggles. You're Golden State. You don't look at it and go, LeBron and Steph Curry give us a better chance to win a championship than Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler?
Yeah, Bill Chisholm. If you just have to pick up LeBron, it's $52.6 million. If Bronny's included, it's $52.8 million. But yeah, go ahead. What, Curtis?
Bill Chisholm actually told Gary Washburn that had Tatum been healthy, they would have traded for LeBron. So.
I mean, I don't know. It seems like, I get it. He's been an incredible player, but it seems like adding that for 1 year, all that comes with it, adding that to your team is more trouble than the benefit you get from it.
You get one of the top players.
So if you're adding him to your team, does he get approval on who the head coach is?
I think Golden State wouldn't have an issue with Steve Kerr.
Well, I also think he would have to approve the trade to whatever the team is. So, like, he would know ahead of time going in who the coach is already.
Yeah, and he's not going to go someplace where it's like
going to New Orleans.
Yeah, it's going to be really difficult. He's going to a place where if he gets there, he's playing with one or two other guys that he can legitimately say, oh, we can win the championship.
Curtis, what does Adam Silver want? Any idea on that? Because that's important here.
Yeah, he wants LeBron to be happy, and he wants the under.
Well, if I'm Adam Silver, I want him to go to Golden State. Can you imagine LeBron and Steph Curry? I mean, look what that would do for, you know, ratings and people watching
that. Does this negate at all if LeBron wins again, but he's like the third best player? Like, you know how kind of like Peyton Manning's second championship, the defense won it for the Broncos. It's not really looked at as like this huge accomplishment by the quarterback. Brock Osweiler was the guy most of that year. Like,
yeah, but LeBron's not in that category. Like, if LeBron went to Golden State, there would be games where LeBron would be the leading scorer in a couple playoff games. I mean, he's still at the level, plays at a high, high level. So he would not be number three. He might be number two behind Steph Curry, but there would be some games that LeBron would be carrying them.
I mean, one would be a bubble title, and one would be when you're not the best player. I don't know if you can use that to say you're tied with Jordan.
Well, no, I don't know if you can use that, but it's just you go out as another champion. I mean, when you want that as a player, look at
Marshall. LeBron just averaged 25-9-5. Like, yeah. It's not like he's a scrub.
That's he's good.
True. Yep.
All right, that is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend and Courtney and today's news next.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This story is crazy and very, very sad. A man in Idaho started a fire yesterday on a mountain in the northern part of the state, sending firefighters obviously to respond to the scene to try to put it out. They got a call about a fire on a mountainside. They went, thought it was going to be a routine putting out a fire. Once they arrived, the man opened fire, killing two and severely injuring a third who's still recovering in the hospital. The body of the alleged shooter was recovered later yesterday afternoon, and police are not releasing the identity of the man. They are also not releasing if he died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, but they do believe that this was an intentional attack. He set the fire to get firefighters there.
Like,
yes,
to lure them there.
Correct. Jesus.
Like, who has an issue with firefighters?
It's insane. Terrible.
Like they're willing to run into a burning building to save our lives.
Right.
And this psycho is setting them up and then shooting them.
And when you think about it, these firefighters respond to the most terrible situations, but it was probably a very routine, like, oh, there's a fire that was, you know, started on a mountainside. Let's just go put this out. And then to respond to that, terrible.
That's sick.
Awful.
Boston police are investigating two break-ins at restaurants in Boston's West Fens neighborhood yesterday morning. It happened around 4 a.m. and police were alerted around 8:30. The two restaurants that were hit were Rod Thai Family Taste and Viva Burrito. You can see video that Mitch is playing on YouTube and Twitch right now.
Ooh, Viva Burrito sounds like a good spot chime.
Love burritos.
You love burritos.
I do. Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
The burglars threw something through the front windows, shattering the glass and getting in that way. We can hear from the owner of Rod Thai Family Taste, Panda Lim Swat, on BZ.
They took the money, just the money. And it's like they throw the register to the floor. I never think about it. Like, it's going to happen to us. It's not good to do this or steal anyone money.
Okay.
Yep. This is another crazy story. It's a good warning for people as the temperatures rise here in Massachusetts. 19-year-old Aiden Sloan was hospitalized after suffering a broken neck when he dove into a wave at Hampton Beach and hit a sandbar. Mm. He was flown to surgery at MGH, where he remains with his mom. We can hear from Aiden's mom now on BZ.
We set the goal for $8,000. Never in a million years did I think that we would be at $30,000, which is absolutely amazing and so overwhelming. You know, I tell Aiden, and he's like, shoot, I didn't know that many people liked me.
Oh, so she's talking about the money that has been given.
Yeah, because this is going to be a long road to recovery, but to be at the beach, right, you know, jumping into a wave, not realizing.
It happens more than you would think. Like, the force of the wave just ends up hitting the person the wrong way when they go in. So.
Well, he hit a sandbar.
Oh, he did.
That was on the other side of the wave. So it wasn't even the impact of the water. It was hitting a sandbar on the other side.
You just got to be careful anytime you jump in head first, you know, into anything, because you never know how deep, shallow, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you don't go in the water.
Yeah.
You're afraid of the ocean.
I respect the ocean and the water.
Amen.
Because the ocean and the water is undefeated.
Will you be in Lake Winnipesaukee on Thursday morning?
I will be there.
No, I know you'll be there.
Yes.
It's a question that we have to ask because of Friday, but will you go in the water?
That's probably not going to happen.
I mean, if it's like a little sandbar water, I'll go into
okay
that.
Okay with the sandbar
water? Yeah.
Have you ever been in a lake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been in a lake before.
Well, I don't know, because you only go balls deep in the ocean.
Wasn't he on a boat in a lake one time?
If
you look at the Wikipedia page, Shime, Wiggy's name is not on there.
I've been in a lake. When I go to West Virginia to see my in-laws, there's a bunch of lakes down there.
Yeah.
I don't really like lake water.
Courtney took care of that for him on Wikipedia.
No. I don't think so.
Yes, you did.
No.
And
no.
I feel like the Wikipedia editors, when they're not asking for money, they need to put Wiggy back in on Lake Winnipeg.
Well, I don't know if you saw it. It's pretty clear it was someone related to Wiggy, because instead of Wiggy, it says Steve Smith was on the boat.
No. You notice how Wikipedia, you could change stuff or you could add stuff? So never believe Wikipedia.
That's what we're talking
about. I'm sure that Courtney didn't put his name back in there after getting lied to.
No, but that's what I'm saying. You never believe it when you see stuff in Wikipedia. I don't believe anything.
Well, it said right there on the Wikipedia, it said the Vikings boat cruise with strippers among the attendees, Jermaine Wiggins.
No, what's that mean? I played for the Vikings at that time.
I understand.
I think it had the whole team on the list.
Everybody was on the boat. Why were we the only person that wasn't invited?
You can't put 53 guys on one boat.
Were you invited?
It's not humanly possible.
Were you invited?
Unless it's a Jeff Bezos.
No, I wasn't invited.
Was it a last-minute flex or something? Like right before they left?
No, I wasn't even invited. And you can't put 53 guys on a boat.
Yeah.
It's not impossible unless it's a yacht.
All right, we should take a quick break. We will get to the rest of today's news next.